the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
A show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, he's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, udocs@gmail.com. That's your email address. To any questions you have for Dr. Mike, youdocs@gmail.com. In this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg has some time off. He'll be back with us very soon. But how about straight talk from the docs at 34 past the hour? Dr. Mike, you and Dr. Arthur Perry have a game plan today?
We do. We're going to first talk about SLS. Sodium lauryl sulfate, and why it's a very irritating compound, what it does, and why it is still commonly found in soaps, shampoos, toothpaste, all kinds of skin lotions. It's crazy. But Arthur's going to tell us why it's still there. And secondly, about photos, your photos on the web, and docs using your photos in their publicity shots, and what you can do about it, if anything. It's a very interesting aspect of law. And Arthur, sitting on the board for 10 years of the New Jersey Medical Credentialing Board, has some legal stuff that you can do that is very effective, and he took what rules he would make were he the emperor to be able to do those rules about rules and what you should do to protect yourself even before such rules go into effect.
Sounds good. The straight talk from the doc segment at 34 past the hour. A real age tip? Got an idea?
Absolutely. The real age tip on this one is that abdominal fat is killing you and what you can do about it.
I've got a couple of things to share, too, if I get a chance. One of them being you've heard about these oxygen bars in New York City where people take hits of oxygen. Now, apparently, IV drips are the latest rage.
It's absolutely. I can't tell you, I mean, there's so much risk in doing that. I can't believe that people just casually get an IV.
Got to tell you about it coming up, probably after the 20, at 20 minutes after the hour. But more serious issues to get to in some of the top medical stories of the week. I know if Dr. Gary Ginsberg were here today, he'd want to talk about some more negative things coming out of BPA use, wouldn't he?
Absolutely. There's a study out of Duke this year that looked at one of the genes in developing brains, and they found that BPA, that is exposure to BPA in kids and even in women of middle age, they didn't look at a huge number of people other than children, but that exposure to BPA, food exposure to BPA, turned on a gene that resulted in lower IQ and mental dysfunction. So what we're worried about, remember we've talked about BPAs in baby bottles and BPA in the receipts, and BPA in plastic. Well, it turns out the place you get most BPA is actually those fast food receipts that you then touch your food. It doesn't get absorbed through the skin. It's got to go into your mouth or into your GI tract. But once you touch the food, that fast food receipt has 1,000 times more BPA on it than even a plastic container. But what it does mean is we should maybe move back towards those glass containers and storing food in our refrigerators in glass rather than in plastic.
BPA is in pretty much every receipt you may take from something?
Between BPA and BPS, which they thought was an alternative but is just as bad biochemically, those, between the two of them, they're in 99% of the receipts we get.
I'm really surprised. We talk about this a lot, and you mentioned that a second ago. There's not more said about that, because receipts, we touch receipts every day, right? If we buy something, we purchase something.
The answer is, if you don't need the receipt for some reason, why would a mom get a receipt at a fast food restaurant or a salad bar or anything else? There's no reason to get it, and it just has hazard, no benefit. So if you don't need a receipt, don't get one.
I know, but people...
It does say we shouldn't charge things as much because you automatically get a receipt when you charge it.
Right? Then again, some companies require a receipt for cash back. If you're putting it on an expense account, they need to see those receipts. So,
oh, of course.
But you know, people
saying,
do take
that,
them.
I mean, the receipts you get in taxis in New York City and in Cleveland, I don't know what they are in Syracuse, but at least in New York City and Cleveland, those are thermal printed on BPA paper.
Yeah, not good. I think more ought to be brought to light about that, because I think it's something that we touch. A lot of us touch a lot all the time. A good percentage of people get these things, and more ought to be said about that. I'm not really sure people know too much about that, but people should be educated about that. A lot of people go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
And what this is this was a study out of Duke looking at the, if you will, a gene that gets turned on by BPA. So it actually disrupts gene regulation, and they think it can be a major cause of neurodevelopmental disorders, meaning lower IQ or even more than that, behavior problems, such as Rett syndrome.
Let me get you onto this.
And by the way, it's worse in female children than male children.
Oh, okay, so now you know, and be aware of that, because it's an awful thing. And people should be well educated to avoid those receipts. Tell us about four ways, if you would, to control healthcare costs.
Well, the first is just ask. That is, if you're going to have something done to you, or some procedure, or some test, you've got to ask, is this test needed? Is there a less expensive one? Is there a way of getting it? So, for example, a lot of times, just having the procedure done or the test done at a community rather than a big hospital saves a lot of money. So tell the your physician what your deductible is and see if there's a way around it. Second, befriend your local pharmacist. Pharmacists are probably the least utilized and most knowledgeable resource in the healthcare system. So it's pretty easy, if you will, to ask a pharmacist, what does this interact with? Every time you get a pill, what does this interact with? Does it interact with anything that I'm on? What should I be watching for? What are the side effects of this? So do your research and ask. Third is to do your research. That is, find out what your health insurance covers and doesn't cover. That's going to be a lot more easy to do, although there'll still be just as much fine print with the exchanges. And the fourth thing is fight back. In the end, if your bill still ends up being more than you expected, don't be afraid to fight back. There are states that have to have consumer assistance programs in the new health care law. Some of them have them in now, so try and go and get them. And it's a very difficult process. Even us physicians don't know what the heck is going on a lot of time with the billing system. So take charge of it and be aggressive.
Dr. Mike is on my morning show here in Syracuse, is Real Age Tips every day, and he spends some extra time with me once a week. And that's one of the things we talked about, I think, a week or two ago, Dr. Mike, about tests. This group of physicians came up with a pretty long list of tests that they think, anyway, might be unnecessary and are guided to by some physicians. So that probably plays into that thing you just talked about ask about tests and whether they're really necessary in some cases.
That's absolutely correct. And know what you're going to do with the test. You know, if the test comes back abnormal, are you going to think about it? Are you going to get a second opinion? Or are you going to plunge right ahead? The answer is never plunge right ahead. Always get a second or third opinion.
And it paid off for my daughter with an issue she had a couple of months ago. And with your help, Dr. Mike, it turned out to work to her benefit. And just follow up on that. So second opinions we really have come to really appreciate and should take advantage of. All right, so coming up after the break, some of the top medical stories of the week. Tell you about these IV drips that a lot of people are taking advantage
of.
What's
an IV drip?
Well, we'll tell you about that coming up. And bizarre late-night food cravings. People are doing that, too. What's going on? You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.